Good morning. It is Sunday, April 28th, 2013. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us is Becca Martin Brown. She is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
I'm not sure I understand the artwork, but I really like chatting with the artist.
Okay.
Leo Villarreal.
Yes.
Whose work is about to debut at Crystal Bridges on Thursday, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
The work is called Buckyball.
Yeah, which is just fun to say.
I still don't know what this is. And I've heard you guys saying Buckyball like all week. But
go for it.
No, you.
It has to do with illumination and science. It's actually like a carbon 60 molecule. And it's named in honor of R. Buckminster Fuller's signature invention of the geodesic dome. It was commissioned by Madison Square Park Conservancy. And it was on show for 4 months in Madison Square Park at the corner of 23rd Street and Broadway in New York.
So outside.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. It's an installation, an outside installation.
And it is the first temporary outdoor installation for Crystal Bridges.
Mm-hmm.
The artist is really fascinating because he programs the computer program to make the lights change color. And there's something like 16 million separate colors this thing can turn.
Okay, that's a lot of colors.
Yeah.
So he's into science, and he's also a computer programmer. And
he's sort of an architect.
Okay.
And he's sort of a sculptor. It takes like a whole team from when he gets the idea to when it's completed. It takes architects and designers and engineers, and then when it's done, he's the one that did lights on the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And when it's done, he goes and installs the program to make it light up.
Absolutely.
And he's really nice and really interesting and says that what he hopes, he compared this piece of art to like the fireplace program you can play on your TV.
Okay.
And that he hopes that people will come and spend time there and lounge around. He's bringing furniture for you and talk and make community around this piece of art.
So it's kind of like, I mean, you mentioned the fire, so it can kind of be
kind
like
of a campfire thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
It reminds me in a way, you remember, it's been several years now, but Walton Arts Center opened a season with the giant videos of dance on the side of the building.
Oh, I remember
I think
those.
It was called
those were
Slow
awesome.
Dance.
Mm-hmm. It was.
And that was, and it's that same sort of thing where you can just sit and watch and just like fireworks or like a campfire.
Well, and that was in New York also.
Yes.
The Slow Dance.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
What was interesting was talking to him about, I said, you know, this is ephemeral.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the Pieta.
Right.
And he said, well, yes, and I like that. It's about enjoying the moment. But with the new LED technology, this can last 100,000 hours or more, which is 11 and a half years.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, with future light technology, there will be even more permanence. So he's very committed to the idea that his pieces will live on.
Cool.
He is speaking at 6 o'clock Wednesday at Crystal Bridges, and cost is $10 for non-members at crystalbridges.org. If you're looking for some things to do this afternoon, drop in studio at Crystal Bridges from 1 to 4, make some art. Next to Normal at 2 and 7 at Theater Squared at the Nadine Baum Studios in Fayetteville.
We'll hear a musical selection from that tomorrow on Daily Ozarks at Large, by the way.
Excellent. Company is wrapping up at University Theater in Fayetteville. The matinee at 2 o'clock today is the end of the run. There is an event in Eureka Springs. It's a garden wedding.
Don't we need an invitation?
I know, I was going to say the public
well, no,
is invited.
Because
to
it's actually a bridal fair in the style of a Southern garden wedding. It happens at 3 today at the Crescent Hotel in Eureka Springs. It's free. You need to RSVP to the crescentbride@gmail.com. There's supposed to have been a deadline, but I'm sure they'll let you in.
All right.
And for Monday, there's a 3-mile Boston Marathon Memorial Run and Walk.
Right.
Where's this?
UAFS.
Okay. At UAFS. It's called Boston Strong Fort Smith. It starts at 6 o'clock at the Bell Tower. They ask for a $5 donation, and the money will go to charities in Boston.
Very good.
All right. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.